Caleb chapter 17, Mishnah 2. Hachemes, a water skin for storing coils of yarn. Shira bifkaya shel shesi. It's measured with coils of warp yarn. So if it can't hold a ball of warp yarn anymore, it's considered purified. Im ein makabele shel shesi, and if it cannot hold those of warp yarn, afal pishim makabele shel arav, even if it can hold those of woof yarn. So now apparently the ball of woof yarn was double the size of the warp yarn. It was much thicker, the thread, and it was the same length. So when they wrapped it up into a ball, it was double the size. Yeah. Then it is susceptible to impurity. So there's different, you'll see over there, it goes into a long thing that these two statements that we just said are contradictory. So there's different ways that they reconcile them. The simplest way that I saw that he actually doesn't bring over here is that it's two different opinions. One says that if the hole can't hold the warp yarn, then it is pure. And the other one says, no, it's only pure when it can't hold the woof yarn. That's the easiest way to reconcile those two contradictory statements. Beis karos she'ena makabeles karos, a housing for bowls that cannot hold the bowls. Afal pishim makabel es hatemchuyin, even though it can hold serving bowls, bigger serving bowls, but it can't hold normal size bowls. Tamat, still susceptible to impurity. Beis ha'ari, a potty, she'ena makabel mashkin, that can't hold liquids. Afal pishim makabel es ha'ari, even though it can hold the number two, right? Hold the number one, but it can hold the number two. Tama, that's still considered impure. Rabban Gamliel says it is pure. Ibnash and Makamin also, because they do not retain it, right? Once the hole becomes this large, it's discarded. They don't hang on to it anymore.